27-year-old Michael Wigfall was reported missing to the Chattanooga Police Department. Wigfall, who once lived in Murfreesboro and played football at Riverdale High School, was last seen January 21st. I spoke to Tawana Corder, Wigfall's mother, who lives in Murfreesboro. Your son Michael, he was reported missing in Chattanooga, but he used to go to school right here in Murfreesboro, played football for Riverdale High School. Tell us a little bit about that.
Michael went to Riverdale all 4 years, and he did play football. Good kid. He just enjoyed his time at Riverdale. He's in Chattanooga now because that's where we are originally from. Michael was 7 years old when we moved here to Murfreesboro.
And we are talking to Tawana, that is Michael's mom. How old is Michael?
Michael is 27.
The last time that Michael was seen was when and where was it?
Last time Michael was seen was last Thursday, and that date was January 21st, and he was last seen leaving his home in Chattanooga.
As a parent, I really can't begin to imagine the different emotions that you're probably feeling and have felt over the last couple of days, but do you have any clue where he may have been going or anything like that?
We have no idea where Michael was going. Michael left out of the home, according to the Ring doorbell camera, at 11:36 p.m., and that was the last time anybody had seen him. I have family in Chattanooga, and everyone is riding around looking for him or looking for the vehicle that he was driving, and the vehicle that he was last driving was a blue Chevy Trailblazer. We absolutely have no idea where he is.
When he did leave the house, were you able to see in that camera footage if he had a backpack or anything extra with him as if he were planning to go out of town?
The backpack that he carried with him is still at the house.
And tell us a little bit more about Michael.
Michael graduated high school. He went to college. He left here from Riverdale going to college in Kansas. He went to Dodge City Community College to play football there. He came back and he went to Tennessee State University. He did not finish school. He moved to Chattanooga. In 2019, Michael was diagnosed with schizophrenia. So he's been in Chattanooga the last few years. Just been hard for him. He's always worked. I don't know what happened with my son, but this is something that's new and it has us all worried and concerned. I just pray that wherever he is out there that he's covered and, you know, God goes before him and just brings my baby back home.
Now again, Michael is 27 years old, last seen
Thursday, January 21st.
What have police told you thus far about the case?
I've called and I have not heard anything. They have not told me anything. I even called this morning and the officer or detective that's handling the case, he's off today. So I don't know anything. And I wanted to give him some more information to try to help locate Michael because from my understanding, he may have his unemployment card with him. So if we could probably find out somehow the last place he used that card, maybe that'll give us some kind of idea of where he may be. But I haven't been able to get that information to the police. They haven't told me anything.
Do you know or do police know if he has his cell phone with him?
He does not have his cell phone. His cell phone and his driver's license was left, and the bag that he usually carries with him was all left at the house.
In the past, would Michael leave things like his cell phone or his wallet or anything like that behind?
No. He will always have his cell phone. And his dad would text me and ask me if is Junior there? And I'll say no, but I would call Michael and I'll say, Michael, call your daddy. He's worried about you. And he would call his daddy. But this, he would always have his cell phone for me to do that. And he did not take his cell phone. And I text him every night and tell him to pray and that I love him, and he would respond back to me, okay, I love you too, and he had not responded back to me since Wednesday.
Have there been any times in the past where he would leave, go out of town without telling anybody, and then come back later?
Yes, he would leave and go out of town, but he would always have his cell phone. And that's when his dad would, like, because his dad lives across the street. And if his dad hadn't seen him in a few days, he would ask me if he's here. But I would be able to always call Michael and tell him to call his dad.
Have you been able to talk to any of Michael's friends or anything? And if so, have they given you any insight at all?
Michael really didn't hang out with people. He would hang out with his girlfriend or his cousins. I've spoken with them, and none of them have any idea where he is. Actually, the vehicle that he's driving belongs to his girlfriend. She doesn't know where he is either. And even in the past, when he would leave for a few days, she would be able to contact him. But because he don't have his phone, no one's able to contact him.
He was last seen in that blue Trailblazer, a Chevy Trailblazer. So far, that vehicle's not been spotted anywhere, right?
Correct.
What would you say to Michael if he were to hear this interview?
I love you, Michael. Wherever you are, please come home. We are all worried about you. We just want you to come home. We love you. Call us some kind of way. Reach out to us. I've sent you an email. If you can check your email, just call us, please. We love you, and we want you to come home. And we are definitely praying and searching.
Again, Chattanooga Police Department, they are the ones who are over the investigation into this missing person case. We did speak to Murfreesboro Police. They, too, are aware of all of this, and they're aware of the missing person report being filed in Chattanooga because he lived in Murfreesboro for a long time.
Yes, he did.
If anybody has any information, what do they need to do?
Call the Chattanooga Police Department. Just let us know something, please. Murfreesboro Police, any police department, please call with anything that you have.
Again, we've been speaking with Tawana, who is Michael's mother. Michael's been missing since Thursday. He is 27 years old. And anything else you can tell us that would be helpful?
Like I said, Michael does suffer with mental health issues, and he does not have any identification on him. Michael is about 6'1", 6'2", 185, 190 pounds. He has a short afro. He was last seen wearing a pair of black jeans and a Florida hoodie. If you see him, please call someone if you see him, please.
Is there any reason to believe that he would be in Murfreesboro or headed to Murfreesboro or maybe Nashville?
It's possible. I mean, he knows that we're here. He did used to live in Nashville when he was going to school. He could be anywhere, Nashville to Georgia.
Again, that was Tawana Quarter, Michael Wigfall's mother. Wigfall was reported missing to the Chattanooga Police Department. He was last seen on January 21st. For WGNS News, I'm Scott Walker.